Merci beaucoup, Monsieur le député.
Merci.
Donc, thank you very much. There you have seen a classical example of the need to protect the human rights of parliamentarians themselves. And as he has said, that mechanism that the IPU has is a very unique one in the world today. A mechanism that is intended to defend and promote the human rights of parliamentarians. He asked me to say a few words about the Maldives. Actually, I have just come back from the Maldives, where I attended the inauguration of the newly elected president of the Maldives, Ibrahim Soley. Ibrahim Soley is a former member of parliament. He's just left parliament because he's head of state now, whose rights were defended by the IPU. He's on the list of the cases that the IPU was seized of. I think there were some 20 members of the Maldivian parliament that were in jail or on exile or being deprived of their rights as parliamentarians. They had been, their mandates had been revoked. And so the IPU, through this committee, has steadfastly defended all these people. And today they are in power because, I think, largely because of the pressure that the IPU brought to bear on the authorities here. The newly elected Speaker of Parliament himself was in jail, languishing in jail, and almost died. And were it not for the IPU, who pressured the President of the Republic to let him go abroad for treatment, he would be dead today. And they're in power today. So we think that this is a very noble mechanism that should be factored into the work that the international community does in defense of human rights. We even have the case of Guinea, the current president of Guinea, Mr. Conde, Alpha Conde. He was a client of this committee, and now he's head of state. So we have many success stories like that, and I would really like for all of us to be very aware of this need to defend the defenders of human rights. Now, I think that we have heard all the panelists, and I will now wear my second hat. In addition to being the chairperson of the forum, I have been called upon to moderate this session. And I would, in that capacity, then invite comments from the floor. And I do understand that a number of delegations have already sought the floor. I have on my list Romania, the Russian Federation, and Tunisia to start with. So may I call on the distinguished delegate from Romania?